first thing we've got to get straight is I don't remember anything from back in the day.
Good point.
I wish I could remember it. I mean, it wasn't that much, you know, stuff. You just knew that when Sharon Osbourne said something, it got done. I mean, she was the one that ran the Ozfest.
Right.
I can tell you that in Charm School, it's a story. I don't know if it's funny or not, but I always like to share the story that Sharon Osbourne goes everywhere with this little dog. Yeah. And people would always go up to her and they go, "Oh, Sharon, can we pet your dog?" And Sharon's like, "Sure, no problem." Well, what she didn't say is that the dog bites.
Every time
that somebody would go up and go, "Can I pet your dog?" Sharon would go, "Of course." And the dog would bite him. And Sharon would be like, "Well, you didn't ask me if the dog bites or not. You asked if I could pet the dog."
Yeah.
She took pleasure in that. And that was funny.
That's pretty funny. So, Ricky, I remember you, obviously being on MTV and everything. And what was your start? Did you get your start in radio?
No, my start was I had a club in Hollywood called the Cat House that was the greatest rock and roll club ever. And you name a band, they played the Cat House, and which was odd that they played it because it was actually set up as a dance club that played rock and roll. But Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Alice Cooper, Motorhead, Stone Temple Pilots, I mean, every band played the Cat House. And because of that, I started getting a little bit of notoriety because I was this young punk in Hollywood that had, like, the biggest club in the world.
And you owned it?
Well, what I did was I rented out this club, and I convinced this dilapidated club that if they let me have parties there, I would make them money on the bar and for them just to let me keep the door. Hmm. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I was selling Cat House t-shirts, and which I still do at cathousehollywood.com. And
nice plug.
And then because so many bands played there, I was actually watching the Headbangers Ball, and not to drop a name, but I was talking to Axel, and I was saying, you know, I'd like to host that show. He goes, "Hey, you want me to call up and set up an audition?" I was like, okay, because I had no TV background.
Mm-hmm.
So Axl Rose called up MTV, set up an audition, went with me to New York, walked into my audition with Axl Rose. I got the job on Headbangers Ball, which I ended up hosting for 5 years. Might I say the best years in Headbangers Ball?
I thought it was longer. Yeah.
No, and yeah, it was 5 years. Oh, no, it seems like it just dragged on a lot longer than that.
Ricky, when did it... Okay, so what year did it start and stop?
I don't remember when exactly it started, but I hosted it from 90 to 95. So for all the people that go up to me every day and say, "Dude, I used to watch you in the 80s, I don't know what you used to watch me do, but it wasn't MTV. But relating to that, I've been off the Headbangers Ball for 95, but I go to New York this weekend to tape the 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Which will be on the week of October 20th. So very, very excited about doing the Headbangers Ball again.
That is crazy, man.
So for Headbangers Ball, it went to doing the radio show Loveline for a while, and then from that I had a very successful talk radio career until I got in a fight with a DJ and got fired.
Yeah, our producer was just telling us about it. What happened?
Yeah.
Was that the talk station in L.A.?
Yeah.
KLSX. Well,
okay, here's the deal, and I'm going to be very honest with you guys because I don't talk about this hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up in the entertainment industry. I grew up in Hollywood, and I was of the school that if somebody says bad things about you and somebody says bad things about that they're going to hurt you, that they believe it. Well, the problem with shock jocks sometimes is they'll say anything they want, and it's just a bit. I remember, you know, this guy Tom Likas said all this stuff, and I went up to him, and I'm like, "You got a problem with me?" And he's like, "Oh, no, it's just a radio," but he's a total dork. But the show was saying all these things about me, and said that they were going to hurt me, how I should get in an auto accident, how my girlfriend was a tramp. I mean, she was. But all these other things. And I got in a fist fight and beat the guy up, and I went to jail and lost my radio job.
And that happened at KLSX when you were there. Yeah. What shift did he do, and what shift did you do?
I did that, like, afternoon drive or something. I mean, afternoon drive in Los Angeles, not a very, you know, sought-after commodity.
Right.
Dude, that's a great gig.
Went completely broke and ended up being a car salesman.
No, you and did not. Yes, for
yes,
real?
And to be a car salesman, when people are going up to you saying, "Hey, are you Ricky Rackman from Headbangers Ball?" And I'm like, "Yeah, can I show you this Jetta?" I mean, it was really, really tough. But from there, I turned my passion of NASCAR into a radio show and ended up working in NASCAR and then doing NASCAR television. And now it's just been, everything's been going full circle. So right now, I'm very happy to say that I'm at the most successful part of my entire life. And the best part about it is I'm very grateful because I lost it all. And I know what it's like. You know, we used to make fun of these people that were big rock stars and then lost it all. You know, "Oh, look at them now." It's like, yeah, but they did do something really big, you know?
Yeah.
And why is it if you have a normal job in society, like everybody else does, why does that make you a loser? You know, I don't look at a guy that's a delivery guy or a guy that works in a gas station or a guy that's selling stuff as a loser. This guy's working. If you're not working, you're a loser.
Yeah,
so
I think
it, I'm not working in the entertainment industry, but now I am, and it's a lot easier than doing the other stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it's all relative, you know? I mean, if a guy is working at a gas station and he loses the gas station job and he's forced to do a job where he, you know, where he's making less money and doesn't feel as good as he felt when he was working at the gas station. It's the same thing with you. It's just on a different level and a different different job.
Except and people aren't going up to him every day saying, dude, you're that guy from the gas station.
Exactly. And that's what, yeah, and that's what it is.
It was very humbling, yeah. But you know what? I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, that's cool, man. I mean, it sounds like you have a good attitude and everything.
Yeah. Oh, I have a horrible attitude, but... and it all comes out in Charm School.
Hey, what are your... Yeah, Charm School, by the way, premieres this Sunday, 9 o'clock, and it's on VH1. And, okay, so what do you think about music today?
You know what? I'm one of those grumpy old men that everything he hears just sucks. And there's very few new bands that I like. Yeah. There are certain bands that I would like. Like, for instance, when Slipknot came out, I'm like, look at these stupid guys in these masks. Now I just love that band. I can't get enough of that band. And
what made the turn for you? Like, what took you from, oh, that's dumb, to, oh, I dig it?
I heard their music.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm such a big guy that prejudges everything. I mean, I see these kids in these, like, you know, stupid little emo bands. And, oh, I'm so sad. I'm so miserable. If you leave me, I'm going to slit my wrist. I'm like, just slit your wrist already, okay?
Oh, no.
I like music that's got, you know, that's real, that's got guitars, that's got true feeling. And there are a couple of bands that I think still have that. There's some new metal bands that I think are pretty good, but I listen to absolutely everything. I mean, I'm a big fan of the band The Super Suckers because I think they play rock and roll, you know?
And yes.
I listen to everything.
Hey, listen, Ricky Rackman, he's got Charm School premiering Sunday at 9 p.m. Ricky, thanks for taking the time to come on with us, man.
I'm glad that I could be there for about 6 minutes, and now you've only got, what, 22 hours to go?
Yeah, exactly. You killed a lot of time for us.
That's right.
There you go. Hey, it all goes uphill for the next 26 hours.
There
exactly.
There you go. Hey, thank you very much, man. We appreciate it.
Nice talking to you.
All right, we'll see you.
You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
The word of the hour is just.
Ladies and gentlemen, the word of the hour is something that you should be taking note of because... Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when we're wrapping this whole thing up, we're going to ask you what were the 28 words we gave out over the last 28 hours. Mm-hmm. And it'll be your job to tell us what those words are, and you're going to get a big prize. Do we know what it is yet?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Gas card. $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I haven't been writing nothing down.
Come on. A $1,000 gas card?
Yep.
Oh. Show me the
Sky, we'll show it to you.
Hey,
you don't have to scream it right at our face.
Well, another gopher. Great. Money, money, money. Thank you, Danny.
Oh,
here
they got
come.
Signs. They got signs outside.
Oh,
that's fantastic. All the Hall of Famers are outside the window. And, okay, Eddie, you got to help me out here and talk to me about this 8 o'clock stuff.
Okay. Well, first, before we do you running with the Bulls,
yeah,
okay. We're going to talk to... somebody for the kind of the reason why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a story about Children's Hospital.
Really?
Ashley's talking to her right now. I'll find out exactly who's calling in right now.
Yeah, by the way, if you go to MikeyShow.com, you can see right there, there's a link now under New on the Show that says donate to Children's Hospital. And we are trying to break our record from last year. Please go on and make a donation to Children's Hospital. Shawnee?
You can also put in the keyword donate.
Very cool.
Oh, shoot.
Put in the keyword. Keyword.
Give you a hug. Don't
yeah.
Hey,
you're the best.
Sean. Sean,
so good.
Sky, can you turn the lights off until we have TV people come back in again?
Yeah. Sexy time.
That feels normal.
Now I feel normal.
Yeah. Now I Much feel better. Normal. Those lights were making my eyes go crazy.
I was getting nauseous.
Crazy.
So, Eddie, who are we going to be talking to here?
Ashley,
can I take
I am you, who we have.
It's Kim.
Okay.
It's perfect. Kim. And let's see. Let's see. Kim, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
It's Kim Tumanello, right?
That's right.
And you're going to tell us about your son, Ty. How did Ty end up going to Children's Hospital?
Well, when my son was about 6 months old, he started missing some milestones and started becoming very, very weak. And we originally went there to do an MRI on his brain. So we met with a neurologist.
And by the way, those of you that are wondering what that means, at 6 months old, when she says milestones, there's certain things that a six-month-old should be doing and exhibiting.
That's right. And so he wasn't sitting up. That was kind of our main indicator that something was starting to go wrong. And as time went on, it was kind of getting worse because he was getting weaker.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, when we talk about milestones, that's exactly what it was. He was not sitting up. He was weak. He was not able to bang blocks together. And these are all kind of things that start happening around 4, 5, 6 months of age for a baby.
All right.
And so we had gone into a neurologist at Children's, and we had an MRI on his brain, and it indicated a metabolic disorder, which is, you know, most people would know, it's a way your body processes food.
Okay.
So we ended up with a metabolic team at Children's, and they are really the godsend for us because they're the ones that figured out what it was that Ty had. Although it took them a couple months, originally it was he was diagnosed with a mitochondrial disease, but they ended up being able to figure out that he had an extremely rare genetic disorder that he's the only case in the entire United States with it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a creatine deficiency, and creatine is an amino acid that, you know, of course, you know, sports players take for strength. Right?
Yeah, to, like, help your muscles repair? Isn't that what creatine's for?
That's right. And just in general, your body normally has an enzyme that creates it, where Ty's, my son, did not. So we started supplementing with creatine, and within, like, a week, he was sitting up, stood up out of my lap. It was really incredible.
That is fantastic. And how old is he now?
He'll be 3 in January.
And I just couldn't even imagine if we didn't have Children's Hospital, how many doctors she would have had to take in her boy to.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, she still to today could be trying to figure this out if there wasn't Children's Hospital around.
That is so awesome.
Well, it is that awesome. And to that point, you know, there was a lot of kids worldwide. He's the 28th known case in the world. They just discovered this in 1995. Okay. And kids that had been without treatment, you know, that were 10, 12 years old, they were able to get physical abilities that they were never able to do, like walking. You know, at 10, 12 years old, they started walking, but the mental capacity was already so far gone and damaged that they'll never have that capability to communicate ever. And, you know, thank God we caught it when we did. It's not even that they caught it, but they caught it as early as they did. Within 90 days of showing up at Children's, they figured it out. I mean, without it would have ruined Ty's life, our lives. I mean, thank God for them. We're so grateful.
That is so cool. Well, this is a reason to get people to go and donate money to Children's Hospital because that's what keeps them going. And if you go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, when you get there, go to the keyword section up at the top. Just type in the word donate, or you can see on new on the show, it says donate to Children's Now. Or you can also click when you first get there, it says 28-hour show, and you can click on that, and it'll take you to a place where you can donate. It is a pleasure to talk to you, and I really appreciate you coming on. And I just best of luck to you and Ty, and I think that's great what they did for you.
Thank you. You know, and if I can say one other thing, the compassion that the doctor showed, you know, in moments of destruction when you find out that you're—I mean, they literally told us originally that they didn't think he would live. Mm-hmm. The doctors and the compassion that they showed us was, you know, beyond their jobs. It was just that they cared so much.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really was. they're just incredible.
That's incredible. And you know what's amazing is that this is the second year that we've been working to raise money for Children's Hospital. And last year when we did this, we were talking to people, and that's exactly what we were getting from parents is that the doctors and the nurses and everybody there is just so kind.
They're incredible people.
They're kind and they're caring and they have compassion for your situation, which is really a different thing when you're going in and working a lot of times with doctors and nurses and stuff. They just don't, they see you as a number or whatever, and they, at Children's Hospital, they really have a personal touch.
And then when it's your kid, you need that. You need somebody to care.
Yep.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. And, you know, it extends just beyond the hospital radius. You know, they've got satellite, you know, branches where they're doing physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech therapy. You know, we go to one in Solana Beach. There's another one in Oceanside. There, you know, there's several around the county. But and all of those therapists, too, that are part of Radius Children's are just as incredible. I mean, we've had such a good experience, and we're so grateful. You know, and thank goodness, you know, we live in Carlsbad. Thank goodness we don't have to drive down to Children's Hospital, which would be a 45-minute, you know, easily commute each way. Mm-hmm. We can just go to Solana Beach. Thank goodness that that's there.
It's so cool. Kim, thank you for coming on the air and talking to us, and we really appreciate you doing that for us.
Well, thanks for doing this.
We'll see you later, Kim. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's Kim, and her son's name is Ty, and Children's Hospital was able to help him out. Please go to MikeyShow.com, and please donate money. It starts at $15, and you can go up from there. And I'm telling you, man, if you have the ability to donate a lot of money, please do. But if you can donate just that $15, oh, man, you make such a difference. Makes such a difference. So very cool. I was telling people before, what are some of the things that you can expect as the day goes on? What are some of the things that we're going to be doing?
Yeah.
Okay, so this hour, I'm going to run with the Bulls.
Oh, lovely.
Wow. The outro.
Yeah, those are you. Those of you that are outside right now, call me and tell me, is it nice and cool? Is it getting warm? What's the temperature out there? Is it, what are we looking at?
Have you eaten yet?
I have not.
Oh, you're going to be lightheaded.
Do we have any? Do we have any food in the building right now, Jay? Or we don't have any right now, right?
We have food coming.
We do?
Yeah.
Nice.
We ordered your normal burrito.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we're going to have food, and I'm going to.
Yeah, great, Jay. We see what you're saying.
I get where we're going. I get where we're going.
Yeah. So racist.
Wow.
So I am going to. I am going to run with the Bulls. And Boston Rob and Zeth are going to be the Bulls. And they're going to be in a cage. They're going to be caged up.
Oh, yeah. I just can't have them running around willy-nilly.
That's right.
Duh. Mm.
Let's see. Mikey Show.
Hey, this is T1 Toolman.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you calling from outside?
Yes, I am.
What's the temperature like?
It's, I don't know, about 70 degrees outside.
Hot, Mike!
About 70.
It's hot.
T1 Danny says it's hot, Mike.
It's already hot, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been out here since 10 o'clock last night. We've been waiting for you.
Is that right?
I swear to God.
Unbelievable. Can you get everybody to make sound out there, make some noise for us?
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Oh.
We're all here for you, Mikey.
We got a crowd, man. There is a big crowd.
Yeah! One more time, okay?
Everybody, one more time!
You're crazy.
We have neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I like ham.
That is unbelievable.
Okay,
ham.
Mike.
Ham.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh,
we appreciate it.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Ham.
We all needed that.
Yeah.
What?
Here's some of the text messages we're getting.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one says, rise and shine, sweeties. The P1 Army is with you. That's P1 Silverback. Next one says, love the 28-hour show. It's like sitting with the cool kids at school all day. That's P1 Wooby. Mikey, I don't even mess with Thai food. You were talking about eating Thai food earlier with Sean. I know a guy who said 7 on the scale, and it made his nose bleed. That's P1 Sergeant.
That's the way I felt last night.
Don't, Sean.
Dude, it was so hot.
When they asked me, what do you want? Scale 1 to 10, what do you want? I said 10.
Oh, Mike.
And he laughed.
And he got it, and I said, I go, if I had a guess, if somebody said, what do you think this is? I said, I'd say a 6. I'd say it was a 6.
So you got a 10, and you felt like it was a 6?
Yes, and Sean got a -1, and he felt it was a, in his words, a 20.
Oh, they made a mistake, obviously. Like,
yeah.
obviously.
It was really hot. I mean, maybe not a 20, but it was really hot.
This text message says, does Eddie want real Gatorade? That's P1 Classic Girl. Maybe she's asking, do you want her to bring you some?
I couldn't ask for grape Gatorade.
In the what ounce bottle?
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, just
I could never ask for that. That's
for grape.
Too much.
Specifically grape.
Only grape.
Yes.
He could never do that.
But I couldn't ask.
He couldn't ask that. No. That would be, whatever it would be.
That's garbage.
It's presumptuous.
Yeah, please.
No. Mikey, this is P1 Greg. Just wanted to say that Independence Day is like the Indiana Jones of alien movies. It's awesome. That is untrue.
Wow.
Awesome.
I enjoy that.
That is the most offensive thing I've ever heard in my life.
Awesome.
That is ridiculous.
No, Eddie. Awesome.
It is true.
He's right.
Eddie, you had this guy rolling. It says, Eddie had me dying in my car. Everybody walking by my car probably thought I was drunk. You guys should do this bit every day. That's P1, Jake the Snake.
Oh, the dramatic reading?
I think it was a dramatic reading.
Oh, right. That was funny.
Mikey, the dramatic reading needs to be part of the show every day. I can't stop laughing. That was great. It's P1 Eddie.
Nice.
I sent that in.
That's a good one, Eddie.
This one simply states, Eddie, that was lovers.
No. Wow, what a high compliment.
This one says, Mikey, can I sign up for the next Mikey Show Apprentice? That's signed Greg Stepp, formerly of 105.3 Jacksonville.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Let's see. This one says, I love the first 2 hours of the 28-hour show, and I got a 4.0 the first 6 weeks of school just so that I can miss 2 days and listen to you guys, P1 Gem the Rockstar. OMG, I am so psyched. So's in capital. 28 straight Mikey hours. Woohoo.
Oh,
donating online now. That's P1 Gene. Thank you, Gene.
Awesome.
28 hour show is officially my favorite holiday. Better than Christmas. That's P1 Chadwick.
Nice.
Let's see.
Very cool.
We could take some phone calls. 570-1053. And let's do open phones because we have 28 hours.
Hey, thank you, Mike. We don't need to blow through everything at once. Let's just calm down a little bit.
P1 Joanne.
Hey.
What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on something. I think I did the right thing here, but I'm getting a little bit of grief, and I just wanted to know what you guys thought. Basically, my sister was engaged to this creep. He was a real a-hole, and
wow.
I didn't... Huh?
Sorry, you just caught me off guard. Keep going.
And I didn't like him. I didn't like the way he treated her, and, you know, my family didn't like him either. And so she just wasn't really seeing reason. I don't think she was seeing how badly he was treating her. And so I sort of took matters into my own hands. He's a snake, you know. He'll flirt with other girls blatantly all the time. So
this is your sister. This is your sister's boyfriend.
My sister's fiance.
Fiance.
They were engaged.
Ooh.
So how'd you take matters into your own hands?
Well, what I did was I caught him on tape, actually, flirting with another girl because I'd seen him do it all the time and she had never seen it. So I got one of my friends to flirt with him rather suggestively at a bar.
Come on.
And I have him on tape getting handsy with her.
You set him up.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Well, that's genius.
I mean, he took the bait. It's nothing he hasn't done before, you know.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark, the time is 8:16 is the first really exciting thing that's happened on the 28 Hour Show.
The
so
first
much.
Psychotic thing
the
you
first,
mean? Wow. Oh, my so gosh. Much.
You,
whoa.
So basically,
I mean,
it's called entrapment.
And, he comes from a family of dirtbags. His father named all three of his sons the same name. They're all named Michael. So it's like Michael 1, Michael 2, because the father is so, you know, such a cocky jerk that he named all of his sons after him.
How do you really feel?
Yeah, well, how strange. They're all named Michael?
It's like George
Foreman. They're all named Michael.
Wow.
And they go by their middle name, like Michael Josh, Michael Carl, little Michael.
I'm one of six George Takais.
No, that's not true
about that.
This is my brother George and my other brother George.
Stop it.
And my other brother
please.
George.
Please, George Takais. A little decorum.
Wow. Well, so then you took the tape. What'd you do with the tape?
I showed it to my sister.
Okay.
And it started a conversation that they should have had a long time ago, and now the engagement is off.
Oh, holy gosh.
Wow.
Joanne.
Rob, you better be careful, buddy.
I mean, I know how it sounds, but this guy, he's really awful. Like, he has poured, he totally disrespects her. He has poured a cup of beer over her head.
Oh, okay. Man.
Well,
wait a minute. Wait.
I hope it wasn't Sam Adams.
He poured a cup of beer
over my sister's head.
Okay, well, if he poured it, question. If he poured a cup of beer over her head, why is it taking you videotaping him to get them to break up?
I don't know. That's the thing. I mean, she's just clueless. She's like, oh, he was just joking, but it was totally disrespectful. Everyone at the bar, when it happened, thought it was disrespectful. I'm the only one who had the balls to say to her, you know, Michelle, this is disrespectful. He can't treat you like this. And she's like, no.
So what did she say when you showed her the videotape?
She was just like, couldn't believe it. And she was like, it seemed like a wake up call, you know.
So beer over the head.
Right.
Beer over the head, funny.
Good but, times.
The videotape finally got her attention.
Yeah. And it seemed like she was grateful to me at first, but now she's like being distant. And like, I think I did the right thing. Like, I think that this engagement.
Well, it may be that she's being distant with everybody because she's going through a pretty hard time of being like, messed up. She's probably very upset.
Maybe she's mad.
Being distant because her sister broke up her marriage.
Wow. Her sister didn't break up her marriage.
Wait.
Hang on. Ashley, I want to understand. How is that?
Well, I could see how the fiance or the younger sister is like, in a way, maybe feeling blame towards her sister because she wants to blame somebody for this.
Wants to blame somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you be wanting to blame somebody if
I'm just guessing.
No, I know, but I'm trying to figure it out. Like, why would you want to be blaming somebody if the person to blame is right in front of your eyes?
Well, yeah, but obviously she's become very good at making excuses for this guy. So she has to blame somebody other than that guy.
Oh, okay. Exactly. So you guys are not, you're just saying this is maybe an insight into this wacky sister.
Exactly.
It could be. Yeah.
I gotcha. Well, if that's the case, that's wacky. Mm-hmm. That's wacky. And the person to be upset with is clearly dude. You know, dude is.
But do you think the sister crossed the line at all? I mean, wow. Granted, the dude
set him up.
Yeah, the dude is doing wrong. Like,
he took the bait, but like, why get involved
I gotta think about that for about 26.34
okay,
hours.
Well.
Okay.
Because that is a far out question.
I mean, to me, that's somewhere where you don't need to go. I mean, she will hopefully eventually figure it out and, you know, we'll do it before the wedding. But once you get involved in that kind of stuff, like, I don't know, man. I got
that's
a weird.
Tough.
Yeah. Once you start videotaping people, you're crossing into an area of very creepy territory.
I think so.
Yeah, and it's not like you just stumbled upon him doing something bad and happened to have a video
like
camera.
You did it.
Like you got what you recruited someone, you know, to flirt with him.
But I mean, he took the bait right away.
Well, I don't know.
He's obviously a scumbag, but
yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think it's extreme going to the point where you're recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, a friend.
I mean, it took that, though, to get her to open her eyes. I mean, like you said, the beer over the head should have been a big enough sign. And there are plenty of other signs besides that. There have been plenty of other disrespectful things that have happened.
Joanne, we have people calling in, and Donald has a pretty strong opinion about what he thinks. Donald, are you there? P1 Donald, you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you think?
I think she had feelings for the dude.
You think that Joanne, the woman on the line that said
that's been my experience.
That you were a cheater.
No, I was not a cheater, but I was with the girl and her sister originally liked me. You know what I'm saying? And she tried the same thing, same routine.
What did she do?
She tried to set me up with one of her friends, but I'm a little smarter than that. So,
did you take the bait?
No, of course not.
No, you didn't.
Totally not the case.
Yeah.
Well,
sounds
in this
like a stretch.
Now, let me ask you though, Donald. Donald, let me ask you. You didn't take the bait, but this guy did take the bait.
Yeah.
And so, how does that make Joanne?
He's just projecting.
I think I see some projection.
Oh, something. Yeah, 100%.
Like a projector's going off.
And he's playing back the movie
the soundtrack.
of his life.
We're
but he's putting Joanne's head.
Yes.
He's like photoshopped
on
it
the soundtrack.
On the chick. Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
If I had any, you know, if I had any feelings or whatever attraction to this creep, he's got brothers that look just like him and have the same name and are single, so I could go for them.
Yeah. But no can do. She can't go for that.
No can do.
No, no.
It's too early for that, Mike.
No can do.
Please.
Thank you, Donald. That was a very strong and projecting feeling.
Yes.
P1 Ashley is on the line.
Hello?
Go ahead, Ashley.
Hi. Yeah, you guys, I'm just kind of upset. You guys are kind of being hypocrites right now.
Uh-oh.
Saying that the sisters set him up. Well, you guys set up people on Cheater's Hotel all the time.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. You
no, we don't.
You pretend to be somebody you're not.
No, we don't.
Somebody. Hold on. Gosh. Well, you're baiting somebody.
No, we don't. We
well,
don't.
Then what are you guys doing? You're pretending to be somebody. Don't get me wrong. I love you guys. I love you.
No, I'm. But I'm.
Kind of being hypocrites.
I'm. No, no, no. I'm telling you, we don't do Cheater's Hotel.
We used to.
I know we did, and then we figured it was wrong.
Oh, well, yeah, but I think what the girl did was right. And if my boyfriend or fiance was doing that, I'd want to know too.
No, we'll accept it if you give it. We'll accept it.
Thank you.
Your apology.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your apology. No, the deal is, no, listen, Ashley, the deal is we don't do Cheater's Hotel anymore. And there's, listen, there's a few different ways you can think about it. There are a few different ways you can think about it. Is she setting him up? And absolutely, that's what we did on Cheater's Hotel. And so there's a part of you that goes, well, it's better for them to know than to be dragged into this thing that's, you know, whatever. But it's one thing to do a radio show that is about being compelling, and another thing to be a sister that, you know, gets your friend recruited and go do this, and I'm going to videotape it and the whole deal. And I don't know how to explain that, if that
well,
doesn't
I'm
make sense.
I'm doing it out of love, you know? I'm not doing it for entertainment purposes. I'm doing it out of love.
Yeah, no, we were kind of scummier.
I would do it for my sister. She was dating a scumbag.
Well, I loved everybody that we did it to.
That kind of this was compelling radio.
I love the ratings we got. Hello.
Ding, ding, ding.
Meow, meow, meow.
It always ends.
I love it.
It always ends with a
Ashley fart.
I love it. It's a.
I mean, well, it is her name.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's in the name.
Yeah.
It's
right
in the
fart.
Name. Ashley, point taken. We love it.
Yep.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Let's see. P1 Rude Dog is on the line. Rude Dog.
Hey, what's up, Mikey Show?
What do you think?
Hey, I wanted to ask this lady, does she think what she did is going to change her sister's ways as far as seeking out unhealthy relationships?
Oh, please. What a great question.
Yeah.
It is a good question.
So are you going to do this every time, Joanne?
I mean, I don't know. She's been with this guy for a long time. She's been with this guy since high school, so I'm hoping that it was just something that's the reason she couldn't let go. I mean, I recommend
let me tell you, as a student, Joanne, I'm in therapy too. I'm going to tell you, as a student of psychology, somebody that loves psychology, she's going to probably go for another creep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what they do. They go, you know, we go for a certain type of a person. And and listen, maybe she won't. Maybe if she goes and she gets some therapy and realizes, why am I going for creeps, she may change it. But I'll tell you.
Well, sometimes don't you got to learn that lesson?
Yeah.
On your own?
Yes, sure.
Yes.
Sure, but a lot of times people will learn a lesson, but they go right back for it. They'll pick another person and they'll do the same thing. But either way, if she learns her lesson and doesn't do it anymore, or she keeps going back for more, the question is, how about Joanne? Does she keep getting friends recruited to, she found another guy. It's the same way. I better recruit my friend Elizabeth again or whatever. Is that the answer? Do you keep doing?
I don't know, but like, it's just any guy would be better than this right now. I mean, I'm hoping she spends some time alone and gets to know herself, because really, I mean, this guy has been her identity since high school, so.
Hey, listen, we got a woman on the line that supports you. P1 Amanda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You think what she did was good?
Oh, my gosh. I wish that I had a sister like that. My sister would never do anything like that.
Thank
I just fully support everything that she did. You need to know who your man is.
Well, don't you need to? You said it yourself. It's in your sentence. You need to know who your man is. Or, according to this, you need to know who your man is. And if you don't know who your man is, then you need your sister to come alongside you and hold your hand.
Not to hold my hand, but to have my back. You know,
okay.
I need to know 100% who my person is. And people are so secretive nowadays. you know, you almost need a team of people to find out who a person really is.
Listen,
I 100% agree that, you know, if she didn't, you know, she cared about her sister and she had her back.
I will say this. I think you got to look at both cases separately. Like, you look at the boyfriend, you go, oh, he's a jerk. Yeah. And then you go, and then you look at what the sister did, and you got to decide what you think the sister did. Like, how do you deal with that one? If my brother came to me and said, hey, look, I got to show you this, I wouldn't be mad at my brother. That'd be, you know, that's his call as to whether or not what he did was right or wrong, but I can't get mad at him.
Okay, check this out. So your brother comes to you with this video, mm-hmm. and then you're watching it, and we're assuming it's your, you know, it's Rebecca on the tape. So you're going, who's that dude flirting with Rebecca? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see Rebecca flirting back, so that upsets you. And he goes, oh, that's my friend. Yeah. I sent him down there to try and, then how would you feel to your brother?
Man, now he's really involved.
Yeah. Huh?
Now he's become a part of the story.
Yeah.
See, Joanne, I mean, what
that's
about
the part
Joanne?
That gets me, the whole setup.
I think that's a really great question for Joanne. Mm. Joanne, what
was the question? I'm sorry.
What if it was reversed? I mean, it's one thing if your sister or your brother comes up and says, look, I got to show you this. It's going to hurt, but take a look at this. It's another thing to say, hey, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. And you got to say, well, that's a person that I hired or that is a friend of mine that I put in this position to do this. I mean, Joanne, how would that upset you if it was the exact same thing turned around?
No, I mean, you know, it's a means to an end. And if, like, I'm dating a creep, I would want that revealed to me.
Even if your sister recruited someone to teach you the message, yes. Oh, wow. Okay. Look at you. Well, because when Sky said that, I don't know. Part of it, now he's involved. Now the person would be involved. Yeah. Like, you're directly involving yourself in a big-time way that's different than, hey, I stumbled upon this. Let me whip out my camera phone and tape it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No, you know, and I take responsibility for what I did. I'm a little upset because I felt like when it first happened, she was like, thank God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And now I'm being shut out of her life.
Does she know that that person on that videotape is a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's probably why she's upset.
Probably.
Probably why she's upset.
Yeah.
Listen off the air, Joanne. We're going to take calls.
Okay.
All right, thanks. That's Joanne.
Mm, wow.
What a gnarly
situation.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Eddie, where would you be with all that?
I would not be happy with my brother, friend, whoever, because I would say, listen, man, I'm a big boy. I'm sorry that you don't care for my fiance or whatever, but it's my business. And, you know, I'll figure it out on my own if he's a bad guy. And you getting involved is forcing a situation that shouldn't be happening. You're changing destiny.
Sure.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh,
exactly.
Serendipitous.
Oh, it destiny.
Or something.
It's that's a great name. Mm. My middle name, actually.
It is?
It is?
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful,
Mikey. Serendipitous. Esparza.
Well said.
Espinarza. Mikey Show.
P1E, I was just curious if the girl who she had set up the boyfriend, is that a friend of the sister as well? I mean, because that, you know, kind of a betrayal thing there, too. Maybe that's why she's angry.
I don't understand. Sky, explain.
So is it a common friend, the girl who...
That they both know.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And so then she'd be mad at the sister as well as the friend for being involved.
It's very deep and tricky.
Yeah.
And grody.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
570-1053. Our text number is 35253. Should I change?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do I? I brought some stuff that I can run in.
Uh-huh. You mean run from the bulls?
To run from the bulls?
Yeah.
Or does Jay have anything for me specifically to wear while I do this?
I think he's got your outfit, your gaucho outfit.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Get me out. Let me out of here. Oh, get me the hell out of here.
Oh, all right, can you guys take over while I do this?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm eating a burrito.
I'm going to go get dressed
this
for the running of the bulls.
So good right now.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I haven't eaten in days.
Me too.
This is the first time
you've eaten in days.
Oh, man.
And it tastes so good.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, what's up, Cheds?
Oh, wow.
What are you doing? Oh.
Hey, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
I almost dropped the monitor.
Oh, my gosh. Right. She almost dropped that whole entire monitor on the ground.
Oh, Jameson.
What
here.
Is happening?
He's so handsome.
Shauna just brought her baby Jameson in.
Oh. We haven't seen. Look at that hey, little guy.
You're so handsome.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, get her.
Reaching for Sky. It's like, you have money.
Yeah, where's the
money? You have money. Okay.
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh, he looks Shauna, like his
he
daddy.
He looks like Justin so much. Are you sure you were part of that?
Yeah.
Only because
I carried
him. Oh. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. What's up, buddy? Hi, buddy.
We haven't seen him since he was, like, born.
Yay.
Can you get your mama to work
he's
on
so
time,
so cute.
Jameson?
Sky. Oh,
wow. Wow,
well, Sky. I'm just saying.
That is so offensive.
It's 8:30 in the morning.
Shauna, I'm sorry that she said that to you.
That's terrible.
Yeah, he actually did. I'm usually here by 9:30 time now.
Wow.
That's all. Good luck with the rest of your show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jameson.
Jameson.
It's weird how I can talk.
Right? It's unbelievable. Yeah. He's very advanced.
Yeah, he's a genius, Shauna. Congrats.
Oh, boy. So Mike's getting dressed right now. He's going to run with the Bulls where Zeth and Rob are in their bull outfits.
Yeah,
Rob looks really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You do look like a bull.
Hmm? Rob, what happens if you catch up with him?
I'm
going to
plow him over.
Plow
him over. Kick that guy down.
This is the one chance we get.
Can we get an EMT on side or something?
Hell, he'd be fine. Because as Mike says, as long as he's not drunk,
right?
That he can beat the Bulls,
right?
Not happening.
And these costumes that these guys are wearing are too much. Like, I didn't realize Rob was in the costume, and Rob was behind me getting something out of the cooler, and so I turn around and I see this big old tail. I'm like, okay, this is too much right now.
Yeah. So you guys are gonna have horns and everything, and it's going to be tough for them to catch Mikey, though, because...
Why? Yeah, I have not put on my...
Your hooves.
Hooves.
The foot.
Yes.
Paw. The hook hand.
Now, Sean, I don't want you to get too turned on by their costumes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's trying to play footsies with me.
I mean, it's pretty exciting, isn't it? Just
it
to be
hot.
Sitting next to, next to a bull.
You put this
have you ever
after?
Thought about bulls? Or
yeah.
Is that on your list?
My list?
Well, I'm sure you have a list of animals that you are into.
I don't have a list.
You know?
What's your number one animal that you're into?
Yeah, what's the sexiest animal?
I'm not answering that.
Come on. Listen,
I think it would be a bunny.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What would
you
what are pandas attracted to?
Oh.
Anteaters.
Other pandas.
Oh, yeah.
So,
are you allowed to mix and match at free convention, Sean? You know you've been to one.
Yeah, Sean. Do you mix and match when you're at your conventions?
Or
do you go?
Taboo?
Is that allowed?
See, so Sean's a furry. Like I don't know if anybody knows this or not. Sean,
actually, I'm not.
You may have some new listeners. Last year,
I don't even know what that is.
Well, let me explain.
Okay.
Last year on the 28 Hour Show, Sean revealed, Sean, our sound effects guy, revealed that he's into something called furry. He's furries.
Yes.
It's actually anthropomorphism.
You are weird. You're a weird person. So he's into anthropology.
Yeah.
And
big fan.
What they do is they dress up like a mascot, like a animal mascot, in the giant costume, those giant heads, and they go to like pervo conventions and find sexual partners.
No, it has kind of like rave.
Take drugs.
It's
they take drugs.
Lots
and then they
lots
have weird animal sex with each other.
No,
Sean.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
we
Sean's don't. Favorite.
It's a family event. It's a family convention.
Holy cow, we're on TV.
Whoa.
What?
We're on
how
do
what I look?
That? Rewind that, Seth.
How do I look?
Rewind it.
All right.
Back to the furry talk in a minute.
Is among two Americans.
Come on.
What was it?
Maybe.
I look good.
It's all in an effort to raise money for the Children's Hospital. The morning show crew of six are taking any breaks, and they are entertaining their fans with contests, giveaways, and special appearances. And Mikey says supporting the Children's Hospital is very important to the San Diego community.
This is our second year doing that, and we're just hoping to... be able to raise a lot of money. I got a 2-year-old kid, and you know, anybody with kids, or even if you don't have kids, you can believe in what they do down there.
Absolutely. Now, people can donate by visiting MikeyShow.com. The marathon kicked off this morning at 6, and it's going to continue through tomorrow at 10 a.m. And the radio personalities say they are staying away from coffee, by the way. They say their wonderful fans will keep them pumped up and awake.
That is a bold-faced lie.
Liberal media.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Anyway, back to the free talk.
So, Sean, we found out Sean's two favorite outfits
were
pandas and beavers.
Well, specifically pandas.
That's his main outfit. And he'll go and try and recruit other perverted weirdos that are into this.
First of all, I've got this down right, guys.
Actually, first of all,
it's a family convention. Families can go
families
there.
Yeah,
it's family friendly. Kids go there. Adults go there.
Excuse me.
With the Manson family?
I have something not a lot of people may understand. It's called the internet.
How does that work?
Wow. I've Googled the so-called furry thing.
I've YouTubed it.
You YouTube, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I saw?
I don't want to know what you saw. And I know it's
you shouldn't do that unless you're an adult.
It has nothing to do with that.
It's disgusting.
There's a small subset of people who take it obviously too far. But that's not at all. I'm trying to educate you. That's an anomaly.
Then why do you have an erection right now?
I do.
You don't need to get mad.
I'm not mad. I'm just done.
No, don't be done.
Oh, yeah.
So my question is, Rob and Zeth are sitting here in their outfits, and I just want to know, Sean, at your conventions, do you look for other animals, or do you stick with your panda people?
Yeah, what are we going to do here? You going to sniff me by the tail or something? Or?
Legitimate question, Sean.
Can you please? Because we don't know.
Sean.
Look, everybody just goes to hang out, have a nice time. You know, we talk with each other. We talk about normal
things. In animal sounds, or do you actually use your voices? I don't know.
Yeah, like English.
Because I've never met a panda that can talk.
It's another legitimate question, Sean.
Sean?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Why are you yelling?
We're not making it. Look, it's just people who share similar likes, and we go to just sort of hang out with each other.
What do you like?
Look, whatever. I mean, take any convention. Star Trek convention. Jewelry convention.
So we're talking about this one.
Geology convention. Like, you know, it's people that have similar likes that get together. That's all it is.
So what is the similar like in this case?
Anthropomorphism.
Which is defined as... I don't know that word.
Look it up.
I don't
know. Oh, jeez. Okay, Mike is back.
Oh, good.
I guess we'll stop talking about furries.
Wow. That is fantastic. Dynamic.
That is fantastic. He's very gauchoed. Looking great. He's got the red scarf on, white pants, white shirt, white sash.
I wonder if red sash.
Red.
I wish we still had berets.
We do.
Do we?
Grab one right there.
I'll throw on a beret.
You look great, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You missed it.
We were on TV.
We were?
Rewind it.
Can we rewind? Did you already put it on?
Set up.
Yeah.
Can I just unpause?
Yeah.
You got to rewind it.
Oh, I got to rewind
Way
it.
Way to go, Zeth.
Oh,
you guys already watched, right?
Yeah.
It's real short, though. It's cool.
Okay, cool.
The morning show is live for 28 hours straight. It's all in an effort to raise money for the Children's Hospital. The morning show crew of six are taking any breaks, and they are entertaining their diehard fans with contests, giveaways, and special appearances. And Mikey says supporting the Children's Hospital is very important to the San Diego community.
This is our second year doing that, and we're just hoping to be able to raise a lot of money. I got a two-year-old kid. And, you know, anybody with kids, or even if you don't have kids, you can believe in what they do down there.
Absolutely. Now, people can donate by visiting MikeyShow.com. The marathon kicked off this morning at 6, and it's going to continue through tomorrow at 10 a.m. And the radio personalities say they are staying away from coffee, by the way. They say their wonderful fans will keep them pumped up and awake.
They didn't say
that. We'll come over here and pump us up.
But it's a sweet thought.
It's a nice gesture, but we never said that.
Yeah, we're not that nice.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so who do you want to go out first? Maybe I should go up on top.
Yeah?
And then when you're ready.
You have to do this for me.
I will. I'll go up on top first.
Okay.
And then I'll be able to cover for you when you go out.
Okay. So, and we got to get the bulls in the cages. Yeah. And that's what. So
bulls
I'm going to
come with me.
Right. So, Sky, do you and Sean want to cover, like, news stuff until we're out there and ready to go?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. Right?
Well, and Eddie's going to go out there so that he can cover while you're going out.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
So, he'll so be, he's going to head out right now.
Okay.
As soon as we get him on,
when
then
I get on
out.
Up top, I'll say, okay, you guys can come out.
Yeah.
You get it?
So, you stay behind here. The microphone.
Stay with us.
Here.
Yes. Yeah, stay with us.
Hey, little beret, you just... follow.
There you go, sweetie.
There you go.
Okay.
You look good, Mike.
Well, thank you. I feel good.
How do you feel? This is a dream come true. How do you feel right now?
Well, you know, obviously, it's been 30-some years, you know, of kind of waiting.
This is huge.
To get to this point. Yeah. And so there's a lot of nerves going on, you know. I'm going to run with the bulls, finally. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a dream come true. It's, you know, some big, giant dream that I've had being realized right here this morning.
Oh, good.
In 147-degree temperatures.
Yeah, it's always the temperature, too.
Outdoors. Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that I think is that when you're doing a 28-hour marathon, there's nothing like, you know, blowing out your energy in the first 3 hours.
Yeah,
I think it's a good tactic.
That's really good planning.
Yeah.
I definitely think that, too.
Yeah, that's way to go.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to...
Now, do you have a strategy?
My strategy is to run.
Yes. What if they get you? I mean, are you going to stop or are you just going to keep going?
Rob said he's
going
to plow you down if he gets you.
Keep going?
So you're suggesting there be a strategy past run?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, because you have to think, what happens if you are engaged by one of the bulls?
If he tackles you.
That's part of the adrenaline rush, you guys. Oh, the deal is I am running.
Okay.
From the bulls.
You're just going on animal instincts.
Figure it out as you go. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. You have to be, first of all, you have to be athletic like myself.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lie.
Second of all, you have to be extraordinarily tall and nimble on your feet like I am.
So that's the opposite of you again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
my God.
If I can just, I just saw the bulls.
Yeah.
They're the most ridiculous.
They're the stupidest.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Mike.
It's the stupidest redneck bull I've ever seen in my life.
That's really creepy.
What if I were to get hurt? What if that? What if I were to get...
That's what I'm saying. Rob
said...
We need
a plan.
Rob said if he catches you, and you know that kid's short and fast, he's going to plow you down.
Yeah,
he said
it when
you
were changing. Down.
Oh, no.
And he's going to plow you down, bro. Mike, you got to have a plan.
Yeah, like, are you going to do some zigs and some zagging if they get close, or...
This is a dumb radio bit. Well, first of all, let me tell you why this is a stupid radio bit. Let me tell you why.
What's up, bro?
I can't outrun Zeth I can maybe outrun Rob. No, of course I can't.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite.
Me too.
Yeah, Rob
Zeth, I think of as real athletic.
Oh, please.
He's not?
No, Rob's much
Rob is fast. Remember how he whooped Eddie, and Eddie's fast in the 100-yard dash?
Yeah.
Well, see, this is stupid. I can't outrun him.
That's what I'm saying. It's a strategy.
And I'm already wearing a suit.
A real bull.
No. Yeah. The real bull, you're fine. The real bull, you're fine, because you're so far ahead of him. You know, you have a good leeway. They should give me a little leeway, right? Shouldn't they give me a second?
Oh, yeah, you've got to have a head start.
I have to have a little bit of a head start in order to make it into the bullfighting ring.
Yes.
And that's where it all culminates.
But, where you get gored, yeah.
Yeah, that's where it goes down. That's where you die.
Hey, I look stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, are you seeing yourself on the webcam?
Well, I just, you know.
I think you look awesome.
I looked in the mirror.
Really?
I'm wearing white shorts.
Yep.
Okay. I'm wearing a white t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Very sexy.
I have a red sash around my waist.
Yes.
And I'm
feminine, yeah.
I'm wearing a big, giant red bow tie scarf. Like
also
it's an oversized red scarf.
It's called a target.
See, because the bulls see red. The bulls see the red. They are attracted to it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also wearing a beret.
Good.
Also wearing a big beret.
Yeah.
And
because you're going to France after you run with the bulls in Spain.
That's the deal.
Okay, good.
I'm a Frenchman.
Oh, you've traveled to Spain from
France. You're a Mexican Frenchman.
Who has traveled to Spain. Let me get some Spanish music on.
You're a Mexican Frenchman who's traveled to Spain.
Yes,
I am of Mexican-French descent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And I've traveled to Spain.
Yeah, beautiful.
And to represent my home country, I'm wearing a beret.
Yeah.
Okay. But the rest of my outfit is indicative of Spain, including my tennis shoes.
Zapotecas.
Yes, that's right.
Zapatos.
Zapatos. Zapatos. Zapatos. Mikey Show. Hello.
Geek. I want to give you some pointers.
Please. Please.
Yeah, as soon as P-Rob starts closing in on you, turn around, rip his bull head off, and kick a field goal.
That's not bad.
Oh. Yeah, get violent.
Take him out.
Yeah, I didn't think about taking the bull head by the horns.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, bullfight him.
Thank you. Mikey Show.
Hey, what's up, man? You got to tell Mikey that bulls are colorblind, dude.
Oh, bulls are colorblind.
Then why do they do the red?
Yeah, why do I have red on then?
Oh, well,
and the matadors use the red cape.
Yeah.
It's the motion that attracts them.
Oh.
It's the motion of the ocean.
Oh.
Thank you. Mikey Show. Oh, well, it's fine with me.
Really?
Mikey Show.
Mikey.
Yes.
LT Stiff Arm.
Oh, I like that too.
Oh, yeah.
The LT stiff arm.
Yep, that'll take him down.
That could work. Well, we are getting set to do this. It is going to be a real experience. Ashley has a question, though.
Where are me and Sky and Sean going to be when the racing is taking place?
Would you like us out there witnessing it?
The running of the bulls.
Where do you want
to
be?
Well, Ash has to be here to run the controls.
I'll stay here.
Oh, is that right?
Huh?
Are you saying that Sean, are you going to stay here?
Yeah, I'll stay.
Why won't Sean come outside with us?
Mike,
I don't know.
Please, Mike, do you even have to ask?
Why won't the germaphobe? Choice. What's the deal?
Yeah, why won't the germaphobe go in the crowd of people?
Personal preference.
You know, if people are tuning in to the webcam for the first time right now, they're going, oh, apparently Mikey's come out of the closet and he's doing the 28-hour show, you know, out of the closet, you know? You're seeing the outfit I'm wearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know.
Well, Clay Aiken inspired you and let you know it's safe. It's okay.
Well, Clay Aiken inspired me after his trip to Pamplona and France.
Nice.
Because that's what I'm wearing right now. Okay. Somebody's got to tell me, though. What are we?
We're waiting for Cheds to call.
Yeah.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't called yet. I mean, it's not that far.
So what is, he's going to be at the end of the course.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be up there calling the action.
Got it.
And so once he calls, he can cover for you while you go up there.
I just want you to know that I don't exercise much. And so this
much?
I don't exercise.
Okay. There it is.
Ever.
Yep.
And so I'm guessing that this is really going to take a lot out of me.
Yeah. Good way to start.
I know Chantel has a lot of respect for that, by the way. Said that, and she practically started laughing in my face.
Look how gorgeous she looks.
What's going on with her? What is she doing here?
She's going to be a part of the extravaganza today in multiple fashions.
Is that right?
And she's got to be prepared and looking good.
Is that right?
And she is.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah.
What time's that happening? I think I have that.
Well, the first part is happening next hour, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
When we do the Battle of the Sexes payoff.
What do you mean the first part?
Well, Chantel will be helping me in my performance this afternoon of Mikey Idol.
Ooh, juicy exclusive detail. Yeah.
What's really?
That? Chantel and Camry will be.
Oh.
Chantel and Camry sing?
I think you're just going to have to come out and see what goes down.
She's shaking her head. Yes, we do. She's shaking her head.
Check it out.
Can we interview Chantel, by the way? I have some questions for you, lady.
I'm ready.
She's a former Charger girl. She's beautiful. We don't know what we're going to do without her because now we're done with the Battle of the Sexes. What are how are we going to get our Chantel fix?
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Chantel, we got a phone call yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's right.
Look at her face.
We got a phone call from a certain AO.
Oh.
That's right.
Wow.
And AO tells us that he's got some modeling thing that he had to do today, which we told him to blow off.
Yeah, he got, like, his first real modeling gig, but it was today. And so he didn't know. He's like, I have to drive up to L.A., but I can't miss the 28-hour show. So, of course, we told him to totally ruin and blow off his career to support us.
But, yeah, he has to. He's participating today in the 28-hour show. But anyway, he told us that he had gotten into some car wreck or something.
Yeah.
And that, did you see his car?
I did not.
Because he says it got pretty messed up.
Yes, he told me.
But what he told us was that he was supposed to meet up with you the next day, and he had to cancel.
yes, we were going to watch football all day, and yeah, didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Were you disappointed?
I kind of figured we wouldn't because he got into an accident, so I wasn't, you know, too disappointed. More worried about his car and all that stuff.
And how he is.
Yeah. Aww. But I did watch football all day, of course. I mean, you know, that doesn't take
life
away.
Life goes on, right? Yeah. Don't tell. I mean, seriously.
Still got to watch football.
Are there any plans to maybe get together again in the future?
We don't have any as of now.
Oh, hello.
I find this so interesting, all of this.
This is
interesting information.
It's a spicy meatball, Mike.